The next question to anticipate is the question around what you need the money for. It would be best to include this in the pitch, but sometimes in certain situations you don't have enough time or there is too much detail in terms of how the money is going to be spent. In an ideal situation, it's important to actually document how the money is going to be spent over a period of 1, 2, or 3 years, depending on how you're going to spend the money. And this should be a document that you bring through to the pitch. When asked the question, how are you going to spend the money, respond at a high level. For example, we're going to use 50% of the investment to buy capital equipment. We're going to use 40% of the investment for marketing purposes and 20% for hiring purposes. This spend will unlock the following opportunities. The capital equipment will be used to increase our capacity. The marketing spend would increase our demand, and we are expecting our demand to increase by 24% based on X, Y, and Z. And the 20% spend on new recruits is a result of the additional capacity we need as a result of the increased demand. In this document, you will see the detail of those three items. I always think it's important to include a buffer in your number for anomalies and express that buffer in the detail that you hand over to the investor. Always be prepared for the question, why do you need our money? What are you going to do with it? Be prepared for it at a summary level and be prepared for it at a detail level in a document.